we've reached a point where one of the most important decisions you'll ever make about your website is about to be taken, and that is what URL, what domain name are you going to choose. Now, it's quite often the way that we choose a domain name that's named after the business. But quite often our business is named after ourselves, after the place we live in. It may have been inherited, the name of the business. So it isn't always a logical name. So, for example, you'll get Smith's Garage, and apologies to people out there who have Smith's Garage, and I'm sure there are many of them, because it's quite different being online to being in the physical world. Because if you have a garage on a street corner, then people will walk past you and see you, people will drive past you and see you, people will possibly hear about you from friends, which is great. Online, people find you by a very different way, and that's why the earliest step that we did was actually looking at the keywords that people use to find you or your business online. So there is a clue in the words that people use to find you in what URL, what domain name you should select for your website. It doesn't have to be the name of your business, and quite often it's best that it is a slightly different name. The other aspect to it is to consider when you have something like a garage, which is quite a localized business, that you actually consider adding the area, but the town, the city, the county that you're in, into the URL as well. So have a look at what you found in the last step, what people use as keyword search terms to find you, look at the type of business you're in, and then between the two, find out what domain names are available for your business. It doesn't have to be the name of your business. And if you have a URL that includes the search terms that people are using to find you, then you have a much higher chance of being found.